Water Banter.
Boom. And we are live on location at the Mississippi Gulf Coast Coliseum Convention Center here. We're going to be talking about all things Biloxi Boat Show, which is happening this weekend. But before we do that, we're going to thank the people who keep the lights on for us when we're at our studio. Right out of the gate, if you're familiar with the show, you know we're going to go. Let me pull it up. Oh, I'm slacking. Boom, Dr. Robbie Williams over at Southern Magnolia Smiles. Man, if you're looking for a great local dentist, this is him and his team. You can look him up on the socials at Southern Magnolia Smiles on Facebook and Instagram. Like I've said before, 2024 is the year to smile more, so let's get those pearly whites cleaned up. You can give him a call and book that appointment, 228-215-1202, and tell him that we sent you. Our buddy Tyler over at Taylor & Cox Law Firm. If you find yourself in need for legal representation, these are the guys you want to talk to. They specialize in felonies, misdemeanors, DUIs, family law, divorce, and child custody. Like I said, no one wants to need an attorney, but when you do, you want somebody that's going to fight tooth and nail for you. Give them a call at 228-696-0111 and tell them that we sent you. Sea to Swamp, our buddy Rocky Brooks. He's got two locations on the Gulf Coast now, Goshen and Gulfport. He's got all your tackle and apparel needs covered. You can look him up on Facebook, Sea, the number two, and then Swamp. Or you can give him a call at 228-205-3964. Like we keep telling you, he's slinging kayaks out of the Gulfport store. He's got rods, reels, tackles, brown water gear, outdoor stuff. You name it, he's got it. It's March. You have officially past your New Year's resolution, but don't give up. Don't give up hope. You can still call Forever Young Men and Women's Health. They can get you back on track, man. Let them do some lab work on you, get you back in the gym, get you off the couch, get you feeling right. They specialize in testosterone placement for men and women. So if that's something that you're interested in, you can give them a call at 228-363-6623. And again, tell Kendrick that we sent you. Dewey Dubugs over in D'Iberville, they're going to be the host of this year's Bay Rat Bash happening April the 13th. They are located right across the street from Scarlet Pearl in D'Iberville. They're doing boiled seafood like no one else. Go check them out if you haven't. You can look them up on Facebook as well, Dewey Dubugs, and tell them that you heard about them on the Brown Water Banter podcast. And then bringing up the rear, like I just told you at the beginning of the show, it's the 2024 Biloxi Boat Show. We're about to dive right into it. It's happening this weekend, March 8th through the 10th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if I did the math right on that. And we're going to bring you all the details right now. We got the ladies that are responsible for it sitting here with us, and we're going to dive right into it. Joey, I think I beat you again.
I'm still over here sharing away.
That's right. But if you could, we're going to pretend like y'all didn't do this last year. And if people are watching for the first time, they haven't heard about the Biloxi Boat Show. If you could introduce yourself to them and tell them how it got its start, why y'all got it started. Like the history, the origin story.
Oh, the origin story. Let's see if I can come up with this one here. So this is actually the 67th Biloxi Boat Show.
Wow.
And I know I'm old, but I'm not that old. But I've been doing this for about 30 years. And the show has been, I guess we started in the old Coliseum, but now we're here, of course, in the new, beautiful new convention center. Anyway, it's a fantastic show. It's we have dealers from four different states. We have over 20 dealers this year. So We have so many boats in here. The boat show is just something that's a spring favorite for so many people. We have sea families that have come year after year. But if you're looking for a new boat or anything to do with fishing, then this is where you need to be this weekend.
Yeah, and I think that's probably our audience, if I had to guess.
The majority.
This is at least the third year, Joey. Fourth year we've been here?
Third year.
Well, and it seems like a lot longer than that.
Don't it? Time flies when you're having fun. I know the first year we met y'all and we came out here, I think it was in the middle of the whole COVID situation, and we powered through that. It was still a great event even that year. Last year we were here, I know it was slam packed, full of boats, full of different manufacturers, and not just boats though. There's also other things here outside of boats, which is the number one attraction, the reason you need to come out and check it out. But what are some of the other people that are going to be out here, as far as like, I know there's some lawn furniture guy who my wife almost talked me into buying last year.
Yeah.
You'll have a chance this year too.
I see it right over there already. Yeah, I was already looking at it.
Halfway set up.
Yeah. Over there. But what are some of the other attractions that's going to be here?
Well, you know, it's funny. I think that we all did obviously lived through the COVID years.
Not fun.
We just had to rebuild. The manufacturers had to get going again. The dealers had to get the boats again. So it's so exciting to be in this room and see all the boats back.
Yeah.
And everybody back in business and plenty of inventory and lots of good deals this weekend. But, you know, everything can, outside of just boating, like if you were looking, if you wanted some new lawn furniture for your wharf, for you,
right,
for even your yard. But, you know, if you wanted to repower a motor, if you wanted to upgrade your electronics on your boat, or say you wanted to build a new lift or a dock, or, you know, there's just so many resources. It's not
T-shirts. Sunglasses.
Yeah. The vendors.
One-stop shop, pretty much.
Yeah. It's like that's
anything cool. Outdoors.
That's as cool as the boats to me, because there's y'all always have really cool vendors that have different stuff that, you know, some that, you know, like you said, like boat docks and stuff like that. But then there's barbecue out here. There's sauces. There's beef jerky. Mr. Bryant, like you always like to call him, Mr. Brian was out here slinging stuff. So it's always some stuff to check out. We've already got people in the comments saying that they can't wait to swing by and check out the vendors and their fishing products. So and like I said, kudos to y'all for powering through and making it a good event, even that year when the manufacturers were struggling. I mean, it was still a good time. So everybody stocked up, everybody's back. And who are you looking forward to see boat wise, Joey?
I don't know. I hadn't decided.
It's a hard one.
All of them.
Is an appropriate answer.
Well, the good thing about it is, like, if you're torn between two boats, this is the best place to come look at it. Take your shoes off, of course, walk through the boats, see what you want, see how you want it rigged out, see if the guys and girls can get you rigged out, then go get it financed, then get some insurance.
Which is all in-house.
Stop shop.
All
financing is here.
I think that's something that people don't think about. Not only are all these different models and brands here, but the manufacturers come and work alongside. So if you've been looking at something, you know, we have so many resources now for information. You know, people used to come through and collect a bunch of brochures and go home and think about it. But most people that come, they've already educated themselves. They're here to see the boat that they've been looking at and looking at online and looking at the specs. So not only is the local dealer or the dealer representing those brands here, the manufacturers work alongside them. So you're talking to the people that are building these boats. So there's so much you can, you know, much more information you can get from them.
Absolutely. Like features you didn't probably know about that they could probably hook you up with.
Anytime you can meet the guy who either owns the company or is like the president, head of whatever, like that just makes that much more close of a relationship with the company, which I think a lot of people are really into nowadays. I mean, you have so many options, and we have that, you know, you can buy everything on your phone. Like Joey said, this is the opportunity to get out here and put your feet on the boat, at it. I like the way the steering wheel's too far away, or it's too close, or, you know, this little feature on this boat, the little things that you can't get off of a picture on Boat Trader or something like that.
And the relationship with the dealers.
Yeah.
That's really important. Like Melissa said, we have over 20 dealers coming under one roof for the entire weekend. Hundreds of boats will be in here. I don't know how anybody picks their favorite. There's so many.
Tough. Yeah.
Because you love a center console, their pontoons, their kayaks.
It's like cars for guys, like muscle cars. Yeah, like, how do you pick your favorite one?
Right.
You know,
then you get to visit with the folks at Keesler Federal Credit Union or the guys at the Knoll Agency for insurance. Get your dock built, your lift built. Get some new apparel, sunglasses.
Hang out with the Brownwater guys, because we're going to be here
all weekend long. That's a big one to talk about.
The kid part of it is a really killer part to talk about. That's one of the more impressive things that I like to see. You mentioned the squirrel, but that ain't the only thing that we got going on for kids this weekend. Can y'all touch on that?
Sure. We have lots of things going on for kids. You know, I think that it's as important as it is for everybody to come out and support everybody here. You know, you have to build the future for our future boaters, our future outdoor folks. So we have a lot of programs for young people that'll get them excited about being outdoors and fishing and getting out of the boat. So we do the Kids 101 program with Ronnie Daniels.
He
organizes, and we have a lot of great volunteers. And, you know, they teach kids a lot of skills. They learn to throw a cast net and how to cast a rod and reel. And there's a water safety function of it too. And so, but every child gets to go home with a rod and a reel, a little bit of tackle, a little tackle box, and
a bunch of swag.
A bunch of swag.
CCA just called and said he's bringing t-shirts for the kids program, which is, by the way, Saturday at 1:00 and Sunday at 1:00.
Doing it twice. I like it.
Cody, come see us. We got a hat, man. We got a hat stocked up. All the new stuff, all the new designs will be here. But yeah, the seeing Ronnie Daniels take over the kids stuff and bring him in. I'm assuming we'll do it again this year with
correct.
The throwing the cast net. What is it? The Gulf Coast Research Lab, USM.
Yeah, they bring in like sharks that are, you know, canned, jarred, whatever you want to call it.
Formaldehyde.
Yeah. A lot of kids never seen that before, especially right. down. I mean, even down here, it's kind of sad. You know what I'm saying?
Is. It is.
You can come here and see it though.
Yeah. And like you say, you get that next generation of fisherman outdoors right. person into the lifestyle. And, you know, I've never, it's a conference room right over here. That's why I'm pointing this way, but right. I've never seen a kid go in that room and not, you know, walk in like this and then leave with
right.
the swag bag or the fishing pole smiling, or whatever, smiling and having right. a good time. We've got live videos of it on our Facebook page. If you're watching this and you want to go check it out before you come out, you can see it. I mean, it's a good time.
Yeah. It is a very good time. And the folks at CETA talk about water safety and yep. wearing your life jacket.
That's where I bought my membership was here 2 years ago.
Me
so,
too.
Yeah. And that's cool because we got to meet those guys. They came on the show. Yeah. Great guys. Again, knowing them, but you know, like we've met them before.
Rubbing elbows.
Right. And then, you know, I don't think twice when I renew that membership.
Right.
And then every time we go out on the boat, I'm like, well, I don't want anything bad to happen, but I know I'm all right. Yeah. Exactly.
Come get me, man.
Yeah. Hey, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's
I was listening to the radio too much.
Yeah.
And,
battery dead.
Battery won't start. But haven't had it happen yet. That's the membership you want to pay for and never use.
Correct.
And so
correct.
Far, that's knock on wood that I haven't had to use it.
Yeah. Right.
Close enough. Close enough.
So, Walker, we got some seminars coming on, right? Ronnie's kind of taking the lead on that, correct?
He sure has. And he has put together a group of captains
right.
for Saturday and Sunday that will be talking about anything and everything fishing. I really don't know their specific topics yet. They're going to get that to us and we'll post it on our social platforms. But there's always people ready to talk to a fishing captain.
Yeah.
Experience.
You know, truthfully, you know, not outside of the formal seminar setting, mm-hmm. you know, they're all hanging around in Ronnie's booth. They're down here. If you had a question that, you know, I don't know about y'all, but I mean, my husband might be too scared to say like, excuse me.
Right. Yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Right.
How do I bait that hook? He's going to kill me. But anyway, I just, you know, you can go up and ask him and talk to him.
Right.
You know, if there's something you just want to ask them that you maybe you wouldn't ask in a different sort of setting. That's everybody's real approachable.
Yeah, I'm actually looking
so much knowledge in the room.
I'm looking forward to that this year to see who all is going to be up there and what the topics are.
I got him. I got him right here.
Okay.
Here we go.
And we're going to be hosting.
Yeah,
them,
we're
right,
going to be doing. Yeah. We're going to be doing the kind of the same sit down with them. So we got James McCandless.
Okay,
our charter boat captain. He's been on the show before.
Yep.
Bill Hancock. He's a fly guy. Awesome. Not a fly guy, but he ties fly.
He
that's
does.
A double entendre, Joey. You should have rolled with it. That's right.
You brought up the Colton Ferris. He does the
insurance. He's
going to
talk
charter
to us
boat
about
insurance. He does
personal insurance.
Yeah, any of that stuff.
Yep.
We got Joel Davis, bass fishing guy.
Yep.
So that'll bring him in. He's been on the
show. Yep.
And he's working on somebody from the Mississippi Wildlife. So
gotcha.
Probably gonna be five or six, depending on how many more you
do. We have any like time? Is there times on there? 15 minutes apiece? Do we know? Just kind of however long the flow.
They'll be about approximately 15 minutes apiece, unless there's a big group of folks and a topic that want to hang around longer.
Okay.
I don't think they have a specific.
No, I think we just ramble until somebody cuts us off.
Is it going to be the stage set up somewhere over there like it has been in the past?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Usually right over there, huh?
Exact same seminar stage.
And okay.
We'll, as we get closer to the show, we'll hammer that out and get it on our website. So
right. Perfect. And we're, like we said, we're going to host that this year. So we'll have our PA speakers out. So if you're walking by, you'll be able to hear what they're saying.
Yep.
And I think we're also going to live stream it too. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So,
absolutely.
So you'll be able to watch it online and that'll be an enticing way to get people to like, oh, I need to go down there and go check it out. So
yeah,
that's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that as well. We mentioned that we're here, but we actually are doing today's Tuesday.
Right.
It starts Friday.
The move in.
Yeah. The move in has already
started.
It looks
like they're on lunch break.
They might have what
dinner.
Time is it? It's six.
Yeah.
They're dinner.
But we do have a second shot. Jared Sheldon, second shot.
Let's see. We was hoping. Yeah, there's the forklift sitting there with nobody on them.
Yeah.
We were hoping somebody would come in the door.
We were hoping. Then there was a lot of activity going on, but you can see those boats sitting there. And then obviously the ones that are behind us here. But it's going to be. This whole entire area is going to be slam packed by the weekend.
Yeah, we must have scared everybody off, honestly.
Was it union workers at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, they
probably so. You know, so.
Well, tell us about that big beauty over there that just came in.
That HCB.
Yeah.
It's a 42 HCB. She's a beauty, isn't she?
Yeah. You said something that's like one of the biggest ones.
I think she's going to be the biggest one in the room this weekend.
42 foot. So come out and check that out. Where
but
else
there's
you
a
walk
bunch of big ones, right? Like a bunch of 30 foot, like a bunch of center consoles.
So you can just jump on it and take a picture like you own it. Like we did last year. Yeah. Girls.
Yeah. Here I am. Yeah.
We do like to say, you know, the truth of, you know, not only is it just easy because it's all in one room, but there really is something for every budget down here.
Right.
Like we said, from the smaller boats to canoes, kayaks to the 42 foot.
We got in the background, I think you see right there, the Bass Tracker.
Well, you got a Bass Tracker, you got a Whaler sitting right next to a pontoon boat. And then we got all the Caymans is over there.
Set up
all the way.
Pontoon boats. That would have been cool. From sitting in the pontoon boat. Right. How long is it going to take for us to move all this stuff?
Hold on.
Let's see. What was I going to say, though? So, I lost completely.
You can buy
your
tickets.
Boat, oops, I completely lost my train of thought. Go ahead.
That's all right. You can buy your tickets online at gulfcoastshows.com. You can Google the Biloxi Boat Show. They are $12 before the show starts and $15 at the door.
Sweet.
Yeah. Josh from Casting Coastal said he wouldn't mind jumping up there and talking about some inshore saltwater stuff. I'm sure we can make that happen, Josh.
Yeah,
we got
might
some
be
time.
Able to. We'll get with Ronnie.
We'll put him to work.
Yeah.
We'll put him to work for sure. What's it been like this week for y'all? Like, I love hearing that part of the story. Is it crazy
exciting.
As it always is?
It's exciting.
Yeah,
the forklift.
You're smiling.
Well, we're okay now.
Yeah,
yeah. It's been exciting.
Right.
To see them come in the door one by one, forklift after forklift after forklift, truck after truck.
Just to come and pull up and see the staging lot, pull the boats, everybody waiting to get in, because it takes about 4 days to get all the boats in, and of course, day and a half to get them out, but.
Right.
It's fun to watch it build. And it's also fun to think about just the excitement of being in here this weekend with all these people that are interested in fishing and boating. And it's just create such a fun atmosphere. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm so ready for summer.
Yeah.
Sunshine and summer.
Let you know where it's almost here.
Yeah.
Are y'all still on the stress peak, or have we hit the precipice and we're on the cruising, relaxing side?
Yeah. We're not halfway done.
We're about a quarter of a way in here. So
yeah. We're good.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure.
Once again, we're good.
Well, give us the times again. I know it starts Friday, right?
Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 10 to 5.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Let me please just talk about the squirrel, the skis.
Go ahead. Yeah.
He just wants to talk about the squirrel.
Go ahead.
It's amazing. Like, I mean, it's hard enough to get anybody to do anything, but these people have this little tiny squirrel that skis behind a little remote controlled boat.
My daughter is boat up.
Yeah.
She's all
it
about
so
it. She's like, I can't wait to see the squirrel. She's been talking about it the whole
program.
Time.
It is also a program about water safety and about wearing a life jacket. And of course, if you can't, kids can't wait to see her. And I don't know, the message just connects more when you've got something fun like that.
Right.
Exciting to see it with. But anyway, it's a great program. And if you haven't seen little Twiggy Ski, you ought to come down here and see her.
What does she run? Is she running twice a day, once a day? Yeah. Do you have the schedule on that?
Three times on Friday. Okay. Four times on Saturday and three times on Sunday.
You're working her hard.
Yeah. She'd be wore out. Huh?
She's a squirrel. She loves to sleep.
I hope y'all got peanut butter for her.
Yeah, something like that.
Fueled up.
Yeah. Got to bring the trout pond back, right?
Trout pond. So if
come
the kids
fish.
Come out and try their luck at the trout pond. You can always catch something. And of course, it's catch and release. But it's
right.
Fun.
Yeah, you got
to
give them back.
Fun to feel the little tug and catch a fish.
I think we mentioned before we went live, y'all have a golf cart set up, this like vendor.
Two dealers.
Two dealers.
Golf cart dealers.
Yeah. Okay.
We all sure right. did.
So back in the COVID days, it was campers. Now the boats are back up. We're switching over
to
golf
full
carts,
of boats.
Right?
Yeah. We're full of boats.
Golf carts, that's legit, because I've been eyeballing them on Facebook.
Haven't we all?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They're fun.
Look,
they're
I
mean, fun.
Right? A lot of people that have houses at the beach and stuff that load up the golf cart to take their stuff down to the boat or take it down to the wharf or, you know, just zip around the marina.
Yeah. Nobody likes to walk. I don't like to walk.
I'd much rather ride around. Especially on electrics when it's quiet, you know?
Yeah.
So we talked about tickets. You can get them online right now if you want, or walk up by day of.
Either way, that's exactly right.
Okay. All right. And we're running a special with Brownwater. Anybody that buys a ticket shows up, you get a free huggy if you come by.
And
a sticker if you come by our booth and hang out with us and chat it up. Like I said, we're going to be close to the stage, obviously, right? Because we're going to be running that.
We're next to Ronnie. Aren't we?
That's right.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah. We got moved right next to Ronnie.
That's going
to
be cool. It's going to be.
So listen, everybody. So it opens Friday at 10.
Yeah.
That's new this year. We open a little early on Friday. So we'll be open at Friday at 10 until 7, Saturday again at 10 until 7, and then Sunday 10 to 5.
Okay. And I think we've skipped over one of the most important parts of the whole entire deal is we have food and alcohol here And I'm a big guy, so that's kind of like my favorite part of it. So what?
I will have concessions.
Yeah. What food
adult
laws,
beverages and
they do a good job. The convention center, of course, they have the food service here, and they plan special menus for the boat shows and special events. So they'll have
there was barbecue in the past. I remember that.
Yeah, they had a little food court set up over there. Yeah,
and then
delicious.
There was
hot dogs,
good Bloody Marys. I remember that we had one of those.
Really anything you want from the bar.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And then we have a fudge person too.
We hit her up before she's too. Delicious.
That's my favorite. Yeah. Cindy with Papa Lou's fudge.
Yep.
It smells so good.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be here setting up Thursday-ish, I think, getting ready, right?
Yeah.
And then you said bright and early, 10 o'clock on Friday?
10 o'clock on Friday.
All right. If anybody's got any questions that we haven't touched on or anything they want to reach out, what's the best place to get in touch with y'all?
Oh, gosh. You can email us. You can Facebook message me on the Biloxi Boat Show page.
Okay.
I'm answering questions as fast as I can. Or Joey probably knows the answer to.
Well, you can also, when you get on our website, if you Google Biloxi Boat Show, there's a contact part. So, you know, or you see our emails or phone numbers. So.
Okay. Yeah. And I'll drop the link.
We're not hard to find.
I'll drop the link to the Facebook page in the comments below for everybody watching on the live and the replay. And you can just go there, shoot them a message. If you have any questions, is there anything we didn't touch on? Y'all?
We need to thank y'all.
No,
it's
no,
our
we're
pleasure.
Here. Yeah.
No, thank you. Good.
Yes. Well, we appreciate it. We've enjoyed being here the past few years. It's very much a good time. Our wives and our children enjoy it. So
we love that.
It's easier for us to get away.
Appreciate y'all helping us get the word out.
Yeah.
Everybody knows we're down here.
And yeah.
It's going to be a big weekend.
It is. It's going to be fun. It's indoors, climate controlled. So the weather's been terrible today. I think it's going to clear up by the weekend, but even if it didn't, doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're inside. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, the detailers will get to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Premier detailing will be busy.
I already talked to
tomorrow.
Him already about some undercoats, so we'll see.
Yeah.
I still would get me for $1,000.
Are you going to bottom paint your boat?
I think so.
Better bring your big wallet.
Good.
Yeah.
That's all I got's a big wallet.
Big wallet.
Big money.
Oh, my wife's not listening.
Well, that's another thing you can check out when you come down here. If you thought about putting bottom paint on your boat, there'll be people down here that can tell you about it. So. Yeah. Well, if we don't have anything else, we want to thank y'all again for having us.
Thank you, ladies.
We'll be set up. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a party, and we're always down with that. Thanks everybody on the live, the replays, and listening out in the audio land. We'll see y'all this weekend.
Come see us
this
Friday,
weekend.
Saturday, and Sunday. Come see everybody.
All right.
Everybody.
Later.
Later.
Thanks so much for checking out the show. We really appreciate the support. If you haven't downloaded the Brownwater Banter app yet, go do it. It's free in the App Store and on Google Play. We have everything covered for a day out on the water. We've got the tides, the radar, Tails and Scales app. We've got a radio station right inside of it, and it's all free. All of our content is in there. You can listen to the show directly inside of the app. Make sure you keep your notifications turned on so you can stay in touch with us as we go live with guests in the future and plan events. If y'all keep tuning in, we'll keep doing them. We'll see you on the next one. Brown Water Banter.